Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
With an absence of consistent cooperation and clear messaging from the Trump administration about the coronavirus pandemic, the nation's governors are having to manage the unprecedented crisis largely on their own. That includes Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker. As WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports, Baker's leading a fight not only against a deadly virus, but against time.
It's a race to prepare a medical system before it's overwhelmed by the epidemic. Perhaps the best example of Baker's approach is his effort to get hold of protective equipment for doctors, nurses, and other medical workers. The federal government hasn't made it easy. At one point, the state had ordered 3 million N95 masks, but the feds stepped in and impounded the shipment. Baker was frustrated.
We have been chasing personal protective equipment, and especially N95 masks, basically as much as we've been awake for the past few weeks since we lost that shipment that we lost at the Port of New York.
So last week, the Baker administration worked with Chinese diplomats and private connections, including the Kraft family, to secure a new shipment of 1 million masks and delivered back to Boston on the Patriot's large jet. After the shipment landed, Baker talked emotionally about wanting to help all those frontline medical workers, many of whom had told him about their fears of getting sick with COVID-19.
They don't talk about getting it themselves because they're worried about what it might mean for them. Their greatest fear is about infecting a family member, a grandmother, a father, a neighbor, a child. You hear enough of those stories, and you get pretty bent about your inability to help.
That moment speaks to a challenge faced by many governors who are struggling to lead their states through this crisis without close support from the federal government. Former Governor Deval Patrick calls Washington's response insufficient and says it's creating big challenges for the states.
Hearing governors competing with each other for, you know, critical equipment and supplies for healthcare workers who are facing catastrophe is just it's not what I'd want. And it's not enough for the president to be a bystander.
Patrick led the state through a different catastrophe, the Boston Marathon bombing. By contrast, he says the federal government and President Obama stepped up in a big way.
Because that's what we knew it was going to take to get to the bottom of the crime, but also to help us recover, to deal with the long-term emotional wound. And I think the president showing up at our interfaith service was an indication that he understood that.
By contrast, President Trump appears to be at odds with some of the governors.
We have a federal stockpile and they have state stockpiles. And frankly, many of the states were totally unprepared for this. So we had to go into the federal stockpile. But we're not an ordering clerk.
Though Baker, a Republican, has expressed frustration about competing with the feds, he hasn't lashed out at the Trump administration as other governors have. Jennifer Nassour used to chair the state Republican Party and gives Baker high marks for navigating the crisis, including getting those masks from China.
So I think that is one of those examples of, you know what, I'm not going to wait for anyone else to do this for me. I'm going to figure out a way to get this done.
Nassour says, as a former CEO of a healthcare company, Baker is uniquely prepared for this moment. But the governor also has his critics. State Representative Mike Connolly of Somerville is among dozens of elected officials who wanted Baker to declare a stay-at-home order earlier than he did and would now like to see him go farther.
Certainly the stay-at-home advisory, I think, was a great step. But unfortunately, the reports we're getting now are that at the beaches or at the state parks, they're more crowded than they've ever been.
Baker has now limited access to state beaches. Still, Connolly says Baker needs to use his authority more forcefully to compel people to stay home and to shut down more construction projects in the state. But even Connolly gives Baker credit for the work he's done to protect medical workers. And he says that without a strong partner in Washington, Baker and the other governors are essentially on their own. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.